Hi Gratitude Seeker, have you heard of Mood Plus? It's a supplement based on a clinically studied strain of bacteria that promotes mental well-being and stress resilience. Here's what Kelly had to say about it. I'm able to be more patient with my kids and have more clarity to make the many decisions I have to make every day. Find out more about the science behind Mood Plus by going to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use promo code TRYMUD for a 15% discount or visit the link in the description.
It was like a focal point to get me back to being focused on what is, like we talked about earlier, what is truly important in life? Who are the people that are important to me? Do I communicate with them enough? Have I included them enough? I realized that I was getting too much about my ambition, my will, my pride, my next goal, getting to the next level, getting a bigger paycheck. And I don't think I was a bad person, but it was all through my own effort, or at least in my mind. I wasn't including them in my life. I guess I didn't realize what a blessing they are in my life, because I have other good friends who have lost both parents already. You know, just to call them and to visit them and to include them in your life is so important while you have them.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Our guest today is an educator of 28 years and a survivor of stage 4 lymphoma. His book, From Goo to God, A Science-Based Defense of Creationism versus Evolution, was the first he has ever written and was a product of his life journey as an educator, and it was about his fight to overcome cancer. If you're wondering what goo is, it's godless ocean origins. And the subtitle of his book is From Godless Ocean Origins to Grace Ordained Designer. And I love it. And I think it's going to be something really interesting to talk about. His name is Bruce Roger Madsen, and I'm really happy to have him here on the Gratitude Podcast. Welcome, Bruce.
Thank you so much, George, and I appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. So let us know a little bit more about you, about your story.
Well, I have been, as you said, an educator for 28 years. I've been a teacher and a elementary school principal. And so for many, many years, I've taught science. And one of the things that over the years has bothered me is the science textbooks, the approved state curriculum, always has evolution, which is fine. I'm not opposed to that, but there's never any balance to it. They never share the science that goes against evolution. They never show the scientists who are against evolution and don't believe things didn't happen that way. It's a one-sided conversation. And so often I would feel like we're teaching our kids things that aren't true. And at least we're not being able to give them balance where then they can make an educated choice and realize that there are flaws in evolution and it's just a theory. But right now it's a one-sided conversation. So that is really a big motivation for me to write the book, because my kids in my classroom are precious to me, and I don't want to tell them anything that's not true. And whether a person is of faith or not, I would like to think they want their kids and or they would want to know the truth of our origins and how things came about. So much of my book is just science-based facts that are, I believe, irrefutable, that dismantle evolution and support what I call, and it said to be intelligent design, you know, which I believe leads us to a creator. But there's so much intelligent design in things that natural means, natural processes cannot explain them. And I just want that to talk about intelligent design to be part of the conversation. And so people can make a true judgment for themselves what our origins are.
Definitely. I think it's a really interesting conversation. And I think it's important for kids to have this perspective as well, and to look into, to just be curious on the fact that there might be other ways of looking at things. And of course, from my point of view, some of the things that scientists in general tend to overlook is, for instance, the fact that most of the science is done with the mind, not with the heart. And we don't take into consideration many things that we feel, that we experience, that are really hard to explain scientifically. And they are part of who we are and what we experience, and part of consciousness. And they are, many times they are overlooked. So yeah, I think that's a lot to, there's a lot to discuss about this topic.
Right. If someone is biased in any way and believes evolution to be true, well, they're going to look at any set of evidence and try to justify evolution with it. And I think it could be the other direction too, where somebody is biased, saying there has to be creation, and which is the side I'm on. But I want people to be open-minded and look at all the evidence and see, you know, let the evidence speak for itself. And I believe it's overwhelmingly towards the intelligent design, towards a creator. And so I'm hoping people will be open-minded enough to listen to that, because our media, whether it's TV, our video games, you know, on the internet, everything you see is pretty much assuming evolution to be true. So we're bombarded with that. And I want people to know that, no, there's a whole other side to this. And like I said, so they can consider it. If you don't have the information, then, you know, you're at a loss to weigh that into your beliefs and thinking. So I want to be part of the conversation. And that's because I think we're selling people short, and it's not it's just not right.
What do you think would change in children's perspective and appreciation about life if they would look into this other perspective?
Well, I think it gives us value as individuals, because I believe that we are created in the image of God, and that we have a bit of His spirit in each of us, and we are spiritual beings in that manner. And so if evolution is true, well, we basically came from the godless ocean origins. I mean, if we were just happenstance, random happening that some materials came to life, and a cell happened to come to life, and then it happened to know how to reproduce itself, and it happened to know how to make new species, and it happened to eventually work to us. And it just, and again, to truly be on the side of evolution, you have to believe that our most distant ancestors were amoeba. You know, and so it's, to me, that it's not presented in a way that, you know, that they make it sound like evolution has to be true, but they don't go through what would have to be true scientifically for it to be true. And I just think it makes for our kids for all of us to realize that we're made for a specific purpose. We have specific skills and things that are just unique to us that no one else has. And that's, I believe, part of God's plan, that we are special and unique. And so we don't have to be, getting back to kids, like everybody else. We don't have to fit in. We all have a unique plan and purpose. And then we can spend our life trying to fulfill that purpose and to seek that out and seek that truth out. But otherwise, you know, we're just, well, evolution's about survival of the fittest. And I think it leads kids to being very individualistic, and it's all about me. And where I believe God's purpose for us is to work with one another and be good to one another and look out for one another, where evolution is, you know, survival of the fittest and you know, the strong survive. And I just think that puts on society a perspective that's sad and dangerous.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for a 15% discount. Or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I think that one of the things that make us most grateful is our interdependence, the fact that we are interconnected and we can't do many of the things that we are able to do without other people, and we don't even realize it much of the time. But even the food that we have, that we just buy from the supermarket, if there weren't other people that worked so that we will have the plants or the fruit or the vegetables that we can buy, and if there weren't people to take care of them, to take them out of the earth, or to just put them in baskets and transport them to the supermarket and everything, like it would be something really complicated for us to take care of everything. If right. We also want to work and do something else other than gardening. So that's just one example, but we are interdependent in so many ways, and many times we just don't realize it, but like most of the things that we are surrounded by are created by other people, and we just enjoy them, and we pay a fair price for them, and we get to enjoy them, but we haven't created much of the things that we enjoy in our life. So that's just one example of how interdependent we are, and how important it is, in my opinion, to realize how interdependent we are.
Right. We have that spiritual need, I believe, to know our Creator, to know where we came from. Yet we are social beings, and we need to. We can't do it alone. We have to rely on one another. We have to build one another up, encourage one another, and do it together. And that's where you get, when you get to true peace and joy in life. When you're all on your own and me, then it's not, people aren't going to then appreciate more what you have contributed if it's all about yourself. But if you've done it together and they've been part of that walk with you, then it's more meaningful and far more powerful and joyful for everybody.
Exactly. And since we're on this topic, I'm really curious if you would like to share about your journey with cancer and how you were able to overcome it, and how did the people in your life contribute to you getting over this difficult period in your time?
In December of 2013, I was diagnosed with stage 4 follicular lymphoma. It was throughout all my body, throughout all my bone marrow, every lymph node. It was quite well advanced. And when the doctor gave me the diagnosis, it was a moment, it was a pivotal moment that I would never change, because it was a beginning point of helping me to become the person I believe our Creator wants me to be. And I think a lot of people would be thinking, my goodness, I would be devastated to get a diagnosis like that. My initial instinct was, I'm going to be fine. God's got this. I can say throughout the whole process, even though I went through 18 sessions of chemotherapy, and I was even at that point, I was so weak. I was 49 years old at the time. I had to put all my things into storage and move back home with my parents. Now talk about a humbling thing to go through, but I had to. And so, but I just knew I was going to be okay. I knew that it was like a focal point to get me back to being focused on what is, like we talked about earlier, what is truly important in life? Who are the people that are important to me? Do I communicate with them enough? Have I included them enough? I realized that I was getting too much about my ambition, my will, what my pride, what, you know, my next goal, you know, getting to the next level, getting a bigger paycheck. And I don't think I was a bad person, but it was all through my own effort, or at least in my mind. And I was not, especially with my parents, you know, because I live a couple hours away from them, you know, I wasn't including them in my life. I guess I didn't realize what a blessing they are in my life, because I have other good friends who have lost both parents already. And, you know, just to call them and to visit them and to include them in your life is so important while you have them. And so, again, because I got sick, I moved back home. And one of the great blessings is I reconnected with my parents. I got to know them again. You know, and it, the ironic thing is, a few years prior to that, my mother had dealt with cancer. And she had overcome it. She was doing well. And now she ends up taking care of me. And so, you know, that's one of the blessings, you know. So again, you talk about gratitude toward my parents, that they were just there for me. It wasn't even a question to them. You come home and they took care of me. Another person I have great gratitude toward is my sister, because she, initially I was like in denial and I wanted to deal with it on my own and I didn't want to tell people. And she says, you have to tell your friends. And she said, how would you feel if one of your friends is going through something like this and they don't tell you? And I said, I would be upset. So because of her urgings, I started to call a friend each night. And it ended up turning into like a 2 and 3 hour conversations. So every night I'd call someone else. And I reconnected people that I hadn't talked to in a long time, or, you know, because I was so tied up with my life. But people who were very meaningful to me in my younger years. And I just realized I should have been doing this all along. Why has it been so long since I reconnected with them? And so again, I'm grateful to my sister for, again, she kind of kicked me in the butt and said, you need to call them. You need to let them know what's going on. And another thing happened that I'm very grateful to a friend of mine that, again, when I was in the midst of the chemotherapy, he wanted to get me out of the house and he said, I'm going to take you to my son's hockey game. And as we're driving, he could still see I was in almost denial and I'm fine, even though I'm not, you know. And he says, Bruce, let your friends help you. Let your family help you. It's okay, you know, to ask for help. And what I needed to hear too was, he says, you're not a weak person because you need help. He says, let us help you. And so I was learning through this all how, I think it's my pride, my will. I was so used to doing things on my own that now when I really needed people, I still had those walls, but I had people close in my life that helped knock them down. They loved me enough to say, no, Bruce, let us in. Let us help you. It's okay. And I so needed to hear that. And so I just, again, ended up reconnecting with people. And another thing that happened when I talked to my friends and my family, I started to tell them things that were always unsaid, that, you know, whether it's just that you love them and you appreciate them and how much you just, again, the gratitude you have for your friendship, and things that I never said to people that, again, sometimes if you lose a loved one or a friend, then you say, oh, gee, I wish I would have told them this. I wish I would have told them that. Well, now I started to tell people that. And I can't tell you what peace that gave me, what joy. It just, I realized I should have been open and doing this all along. But it was the wake up call of getting sick, being made dependent, being humbled, that made me realize what wonderful people I have in my life. And I was taking them for granted, not including them and sharing with them and telling them the things I needed to say. But now I was. And so to me, it's, I wouldn't change anything, because I'm closer to people, like with my older brother. We're closer now than we ever have been. And had deeper conversations now than we ever have, and I'm so grateful to that.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for 15% discount. Or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
I would say that this is what healed you. Like,
yes.
I think this emotional part is so important for all of us that we just don't realize we and I think what you just experienced and how you were before your health issues, I think it describes so well how many of us are. And for our listeners, I think it's such a great reminder of what we can appreciate and the things that we can do to actually appreciate the people in our life more, to see them more, to find time.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes, it's so easy to get caught up with your life, the events of your life. And in my case, I was taking for granted that my friends, family, they're always going to be there. And that's not the case. Tomorrow is not promise to any of us, and you have to, you know, people want to be involved, they want to help, they want to share in your triumphs and tragedies. That's part of life, and we're better people and we're stronger people for going through it together.
Exactly. And I love how you described your experience of being vulnerable and letting yourself be helped and let other people be there for you. And it's been one of the things that I've realized in the last few years, that people actually enjoy helping me and enjoy the fact that I'm giving them the possibility of helping me. And it's so new somehow for me, even though I'm the kind of person that loves to help people, but I didn't realize that in many situations I just wasn't giving people the possibility. I wasn't letting myself be helped in one way or another. And it was, I would say, it's not easy not to judge myself with this, but I would say that I was selfish in a way, that I wasn't giving them the opportunity to do this.
Yes, and one of the big things then in reconnecting on a deeper level with my family and friends, and also, again, tied to battling cancer, I saw my mortality. Even though I was so confident that I was going to get through it, it still made me look at, again, I started to research more things about my faith, and I started to grow in that. And I was very reassured in my heart that I knew where I was going to be in eternity. I believed I'm going to be with the Lord, and I had no doubt about it. I was at a point, I'm not afraid to die. But it started then to weigh on me, what about all my family and extended family? What about my friends? What's truly on their heart? What do they truly believe? It's one thing to say you're a person of faith, but, you know, are you really? Or I go to this church or this synagogue or whatever. It's one thing to say that sort of thing, but do you truly have a relationship? And I believe that's what it is, with our Creator. And, you know, so that was a big part of then writing the book, because I not only did I put the science about creation and who our Creator is and the science that backs it, but then I go into how I believe in Christ, that I believe He is my Lord and Savior, and that I hope that people will, if I can plant the seed in people that evolution isn't true. Because if you're believe in evolution, it's like saying that faith in God cannot be true. And I just want people to know that there's another truth out there, and the more you look at the science, the more it supports the Creator. And again, going back to why I wrote the book, I never thought it would get published. I mean, I thought maybe it would, but I thought, gee, even if I just get my thoughts down and share it with my family and friends, you know, and they'll know what's on their heart, because it made me think about their eternity, and I want to be with them. And so that was a big motivation of writing it, that to have that conversation with family and friends, you know, a conversation that, you know, I never really had with them, and not on that type of a deep level. And so, and then when the book was picked up by a publisher, I was like, wow, you know, it's becoming far bigger and having far more impact than I could have ever imagined. But my initial focus was my family and friends, and again, knowing where my heart was and where I'm going to be in eternity. But I just want to know if they're going to be with me too. At least my heart would ache if I knew I didn't even have that conversation with them, and I knew I had to try. So this is my way to reach out and create that conversation.
Yeah. I think it's so important to express ourselves, and if we feel something, to, like you said, to write it down and to put it out into the world and to just be open to what happens and to where it may lead, because you never know. You might think that you have some ideas that maybe are not that important, or maybe you have some kind of art that it's within you that you don't know if it can have an impact, or it can be something beautiful for someone. But the idea of creating, I think, it is something that's very close to us as humans, and I can't help but connect it to the fact that we are, like you were saying, a part of creation. And so we have that power to create. And actually, that, in my opinion, it's a need of ours to create, to leave something behind, to leave our mark on the world. And it's one of the things that gives us meaning. And I think that's very important and very powerful. And since we're nearing the end of our time together, I would love to ask you, what are some things that you are grateful for right now in your life? And how do you appreciate them differently after the experience that you had?
That's a great question. For many years, I was a teacher, and then I became a principal for 7 years of elementary school. And it's not the same relationship as a building principal as a teacher. But when I became sick, I wasn't able to work for about 8.5 months. And I didn't know, my doctor said they didn't know that I could even work in a school again because my immune system was so compromised. But once I got well enough, my doc there was an opportunity to teach again for me. And my doctor says, go ahead and do it. You know, I think you've recovered enough to the point you can do it. And I'm so grateful that I'm back in the classroom. It's a connection that in a relationship with the kids is precious. And so that's a big blessing of it, just to be back in the classroom. And it was just like putting on an old pair of gloves that fit perfectly. You know, I enjoy being a principal? Yes. But I realized the stresses of that and whatever, and again, the title of it weren't as important as the relationships and connecting with kids in the classroom. That's what I was called to do and be.
That's amazing. I think there are these kinds of things that we don't usually see them as being glorious, and like we don't usually think of them as success, that actually make us most fulfilled. Like, it's not always having the highest possible position in a company or I don't know, in a certain business, that's actually what brings us the most fulfillment. It's sometimes the simple things and where we are right now, or just things that we enjoy doing and people we enjoy being with. Because I think it's also very interesting to see how society portrays success and fulfillment and what actually happens inside of us and what we feel is success and is happiness and the reasons why we are grateful. And not all of the time it's the kind of success that we see on the news or in the media in general. So yeah, I think that's very beautiful, and I'm really grateful that you've shared that with us. So where can our audience go to find more about you or read your book?
Well, my book's available on Amazon. Again, it's From Goo to God. Again, From Godless Ocean Origins to Grace Ordained Designer. So it's also the electronic copy is available. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Bruce R. Matson number one Bruce R. Matson one. So it's, again, this is all new to me. I'm this is the no first book worries. I ever wrote, and you know, so it's odd for me to be promoting myself, but I look at it, if I can help one person out there, if there's one person that's seeking some meaning, seeking some peace, I think, you know, my book can help them find that, or even just listening to our conversation, that that we don't have to worry about what the world thinks. You know, keep our priorities on the people who love us and care for us, and keep them involved in our lives, and you're going to find that peace and joy. And I just hope that if there are people who are skeptical about creationism, I just would hope you'd have an open mind and look at the evidence, look at the science, because I believe science is supporting creationism. It's supporting the intelligent design. And I think you're going to be surprised what's out there. And then I think it's going to excite you. It's going to open whole new avenues to the way you think and look at life. So I just hope you'll give it an opportunity.
Thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing so many great ideas and starting a conversation. I think that's very important. And for being so vulnerable for us and for sharing what you went through. Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.